But first, since primary election day last month, the Maricopa County Recorder's Office has been pretty tight-lipped about problems that left many voters experiencing delays and confusion when they showed up at the polls. County Recorder Adrian Fontes has yet to release a report that would answer some questions about what went wrong. He said to hold a press conference later this morning to answer some of those questions, and he joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Fontes.
Good morning, Lauren. Mark, how are you all doing today?
Good, thank you. So I want to start with what we talked about on Election Day. You were on the show that day and you said there was a contractor who had failed to provide enough workers to address problems with the voting machines. Since then, the contractor has denied that they did that. And I know when you were speaking with the County Board of Supervisors, they asked, you know, why didn't you alert them that there appeared to be problems the night before the election? So tell us a little bit about the timeline here. What went wrong?
Sure. So just a little as a matter of background, that contractor performed very well for us in our February and April elections. They provided everything that they contracted for. So we really had no reason to believe at the time, even on Monday when they were, you know, sort of falling behind schedule a little bit, that they wouldn't be able to perform. As time went on, we realized that it got tighter and tighter. And by the time we ended up on Election Day morning, our staff had to end up getting trained up. And we actually opened up 22 of those sites doing the job that they had asked us to do. So all of these details are going to work out through the audit that the county has implemented. We're going to find out a lot of different things about the way that that company was communicating with its own subcontractors. We're going to see information about whether or not they could actually have promised to perform the way that they initially indicated they did. So I'm confident that the audit is going to be favorable towards the county, and we're really not that focused on that anymore. We are looking directly at November and making sure that we improve the voter experience across the county.
Right. Like you said, so at this point, the reality is it doesn't exactly matter who messed up last Election Day. There is another one happening in 2 months. What is the plan going forward? How do you ensure that this does not happen again?
Well, it does matter what happened in August because, you know, I've taken responsibility and I have, apologized to those voters that were impacted. So let's be really clear about that. The buck stops in my office, and I want to continue to make sure that folks understand that I appreciate that, and that is true. And moving forward, the way that we want to do this is the way that we're already working towards it. We've got a lot better handle on some of the systems that have been in place in the Elections Department for the last several decades. We are looking towards a better set of process mapping, a better set of resource management as we move forward, and coupled with a new system which has been successful in many, many elections before the August 28th election. We're looking at something very different for November insofar as its implementation is concerned.
Have you spoken with the contractor about trying to sort out, at least internally between your office and them, about what might have happened and trying to figure out how not to have that happen again in November?
Well, it's not going to happen again in November because we're not going to use them. So there was no reason to, you know, try to hash things out with them. And we're going to leave that up to the process through procurement, as we indicated to the board last week. Whether or not there's litigation, that's going to be something for the lawyers to decide later. We are focused on the voters. We are focused on the voters' experience, and we are focused on executing well before and then on Election Day. And that's one of the reasons why we're having the press briefing that we're having today at 11:30, so that we can make sure and lay out a lot of information that I think a lot of people have been asking questions about, particularly voters and the media, some misperceptions about provisional ballots and things of this nature. And then B, we're going to continue to move forward talking to folks about some of the very specific items that we've looked at and move into November.
Mr. Fontes, a little bit, one more question before we let you go. You've gotten a lot of criticism about not talking enough to the public after these mistakes, not releasing that report. There's been a lot of out there about that. Do you think, especially given the platform that you ran on, you have been transparent enough?
Well, I mean, look, there's in the 20-something months that I've been the county recorder, I got a lot of criticism for being too transparent. You know, I'm like the king of Facebook Live and all this other stuff. And Cronkite News and their students have had plenty of access, as everybody else has. And the minute that I try to buckle down and get this organization back up into planning for November, while finishing up this election and while trying to reorganize the things that need it, I spend a little bit of time not talking to the press. It was probably about a week, week and a half. All of a sudden, I'm not transparent. So I can't win that argument. I'm not even going to try to engage in it. If I took political hits, so be it. If I took a little bit of bad headlines, so be it. My job is to make sure that we improve the voter experience in November. That's what I'm focused on. My team and I have big enough shoulders. We're going to push through, and we're not going to let these other side issues distract us.
All right. That is Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Good morning.